Dear Lord, we just humbly leave the falling time into thy hand. Lord, give us a quiet heart and quiet spirit to listen to what the Spirit had to say to your people. Lord, we just wait before you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
So my name's Jackie Eklund, and so we were asked to share, my husband and I, John, were asked to share a little bit of our testimony and what the Lord's shown us over the years.
我叫Jackie Eklund, 今天下午弟兄们叫我还有我的丈夫来分享一些过去这些年间神在我们身上一些的作为。
I've never spoken through a translator before, so and I was also hoping that we'd have like a big pulpit that I could like hide behind, something like that. So I wrote out what I had planned on saying, and I got here, and I don't have it.
我本来把我想写的我要说的都写下来，但是来到这边发现没带过来。
So the testimony that I want to share is we've been studying Hebrews in our Thursday night Bible study. And there's a verse in chapter 8, 1 and 2, and it says the main point is this. We have a Holy Spirit. We have a great high priest. And So that's good news. That we have a high priest that's gone before us.
我们这大好的信息就是有这一位大祭司走在我们前边。
We may fail, but he fails not.
我们会失败，但是他却永远不会失败。
So, John and I have been meeting with a group in Concord for over 40 years.
我和John，我们在 Concord那边聚会，大概已经有40年了。
And for any that don't know, Concord is a suburb about 35 miles east of San Francisco.
如果你不太熟悉的话 ，Concord就是在三藩市东边大概35英里的一个不在城市那种的地方，乡下的地方。
The purpose of this time is to share some of the history, some of the things we've learned.
那今天下午要分享的就是我们聚会的一些的历史，我们所学到的一些的功课。
And I can testify that the mistakes, the sins, the shortcomings have been many. In my life, John's life, but God's been faithful.
但我可以来见证，在我一生里边，还有在张一生里边，我们有很多的软弱、失败，还有犯罪的地方。但是神的恩典是够我们用的。So
the fellowship, I'll back up. In the 60s and 70s, there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
在那个1960年代和70年代的时候，在美国有一个很这个圣灵有很大的被倾倒。What
led up to that was a great death, great problems here in the U.S.
那个时候的背景就是在美国这边有很大的一个这种属灵的死亡，很大有很大一个问题在社会里边。There
was much unrest among the, especially the youth.
尤其是在这个当时的年轻人里边，没有什么安息。They
were tired of the status quo.
我们对当时的现状非常的不满。They
were tired of the things that they were seeing in their adult role models.
他们所看到的，看到那些成年的这个榜样，对他们让他们非常的失望。
So the atmosphere was ripe for a cultural revolution.
所以那个时候环境就造成了一种也像美国的文化革命这种环境。
So the revival of the 70s, which was wonderful, was led, was the result of a situation in the U.S. especially that was much upheaval.
所以在六七十年代在有个属灵的复兴的当时的背景就是社会上有很多的这些动乱不平安的情况。
For there to be revival,
如果有一个复兴的话
revival only comes when there's a situation where there's death.
复兴乃是从一个死亡的背景里面才会有复兴。
So there was much death, much unhappiness, much unrest in the U.S.
所以那个年代美国有很多的死亡有很多的不满有很多的不平安。
And much of this was centered here in the San Francisco area.
那在我们这边就集中在这个三藩旧金山市里边。
In 1967, there it was called the Summer of Love.
在1967年那个夏天就有所谓的爱的夏天。
Among other things that happened that year, there was a gathering in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco.
然后那一年同时也发生的就是在旧金山市金门公园里边，他们有一个聚会。
At least 30,000 of these disillusioned young people met together.
大概有三万这种的对现状不满的年轻人在那边聚集。
And a Harvard professor named Timothy Leary shared a message that became somewhat of an icon of the time.
那个时候在哈佛大学的一个教授叫Leary， 他在那个时候发表一个演讲，他演讲内容就成了当时的一个坐标，一个象征。
The slogan that he coined was "Turn on, tune out, and drop out."
他当时提出的一个口号就是说你要打开，然后对准这个频道，然后出来。
So what did that mean? He encouraged them to turn on to psychedelic drugs like LSD.
他意思就是说，打开就是要对那些这些毒品要打 LSD 这种的毒品要打开。
He encouraged them to tune out everything that they'd ever been told by their ancestors.
从他们先辈那里所听到一切的教导，就完全就从里边出来。
Tune in to anything that made them feel good.
然后就对准那一些无论是什么东西让他们感觉良好的东西都来对准。
And drop out of what was considered the status quo.
就是从当时的现状里边出来。
So about the same time, many young people were coming to the Lord.
但是同时有很多的年轻人来到主的面前。
And for any of you that ever want to take a look at, there's videos of the Jesus movement. It was really a glorious thing that was going on.
你去找的话还可以看到这样的视频，就是当时有这么一个耶稣运动。非常的荣耀的一个运动。
These young people that had been caught up in the counter revolution were turning their lives with the same kind of abandon to the Lord Jesus.
他们这些年轻人就是弄一个反革命，他们就是把他们的用同样的能量来跟随耶稣。
So how does that intersect my life?
那怎么和我的生命发生关系呢？
I was not raised in a Christian home.
那我自己不是在一个基督家庭里面出生成长的。
My parents did not follow a Judeo-Christian moral compass.
我的父母也不是根据这个犹太教或基督教这种传统的道德来生活。
And when I was 8 years old, my dad left the family and moved in with his girlfriend who worked at a bar.
我八岁的时候我父母离婚，然后我父亲就和一个在酒吧里工作一个酒吧女和他住在一起。
A few years later they married and she turned out to be the stereotypical wicked stepmother.
然后几年以后他们就结婚了，结果这个酒吧女就成了一个非常标准的很严厉的一个后妈。
My mother remarried and she and my stepfather gave myself and my siblings free rein to do whatever we felt was right.
那我妈妈她后来她也重新再结婚，那他们结婚以后和我的这个继父他们就让我们任意妄为，想做什么做什么。
When I was in high school, a freshman in high school, the family that lived across the street went to church.
我在高中的时候，我们住街过街对面那一家，他们是一家人是去教会的。
Their daughter was a senior, and she was the head cheerleader in the school, and somewhat of an icon.
他们家那个女儿是在高中的第四年，她是在拉拉队队长，她对我来说是一个很我很羡慕她。
I would do anything to make friends with this girl.
那我就想就是想办法就是要和她成为她的朋友。
So she invited me to come to a church youth camp here in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
所以有一次她就邀请我在就是在这个 Santa Cruz 这个山里边有一个年轻人的聚会，她请我去。
The speaker was a young man that had been saved out of the counter revolution, and he shared a very clear gospel message.
这个讲员就是从当时那个反革命里面出来得救的一个年轻人，他讲一个很清楚的福音的信息。
I saw my need for the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted him.
我就说我需要主耶稣基督，我就接受了他。
Monday morning, I went back to school with my paper New Testament that they had given me and attempted to share the good news of the gospel with my peers.
然后我回去的那个星期一就拿着聚会里面给我那个新约那些单章，我就尝试着要传福音在学校里边。
The head cheerleader would have nothing to do with me.
但是这个拉拉队队长就不再理我了。
And I began to flounder very quickly.
那我就很快的就是就掉下来了。
After high school, I went to business college and got a job at a high rise in San Francisco.
我高中毕业以后我去了那个商学院，毕业以后我在旧金山市一个很高的楼里面在那边工作。
One evening, I was living with friends.
有一天晚上，我那时我是和几个朋友在一起住。
And one evening, my younger brother, called me at work and asked me to come home for dinner.
有一天晚上，我弟弟他上班的时候打电话给我，让我去他们家晚上吃饭。
He was running with a bad crowd.
那个时候他和一帮这个不怎么样的人在一起。
And often hung out at the local recreation center.
但是同时他也在当地方的一个娱乐的地方娱乐中心在那边。
John Eklund was one of the team directors at the rec center.
然后那个时候 John Eklund 他就在那个娱乐中心里边做年轻人的一个教导员一个导员。
My brother also invited John to my parents' home that evening for dinner.
那我弟弟那天晚上也请了 John 去家里面吃饭。
Over dinner, John mentioned that he needed a haircut.
吃饭的时候，John 他就说他需要这个理发。
And my brother volunteered me to cut John's hair.
然后我弟弟就主动要提出我来给他理发。
So.I cut John's hair and to pay me back.
所以呢，那天我就晚上给他理发，理完发以后，他为了来报答我。
He took me out to Fenton's ice cream.
带我去那个 Fenton 那个卖冰激凌的地方去吃冰激凌。
On the way to Fenton's, he made two things very clear to me.
在去那个的路上，他是说把两件事情说得非常清楚。
One was that I needed to get my life right with the Lord.
第一，我要把我的要和我和主耶稣的关系要调调整对。
And the second was that he wanted to make it very clear that this was in no way a date.
然后第二，他说的也说的非常清楚，这个今天晚上不是去约会的。
The Lord brought conviction, and I turned back to him.
然后那天就是神让我。也很清楚地看见，我就向他来回转。
At the time, John was attending a mainline denominational church.
那个时候，John 他是在一个主流的一个教会里边来聚会。
And he invited me to attend as well. Also, very clear, this is not a date.
他也邀请我去那边也去聚会，但是同时也说明这个不是约会。
At that time, many of these hippies that were getting saved,
那个时候很多这个嬉皮士他们都得救了
were not welcome in the local or in the mainline denominational churches.
那这些得救的嬉皮士他们在当地那些主流的聚会里面他们不受欢迎
They were too scruffy around the edge.
他们这个穿得非常不整齐。
And still held many of their counterculture lifestyles.
然后他们这个他们生活的方式文化还是那种的非常反这个社会那种的生活方式。
The pastor of that denomination suggested John hook up with some Jesus people that were meeting in our town.
所以那个时候带领的一个的弟兄就是建议那个这样去和当地这些的。这些耶稣运动里面这年轻人和他们去建立关系。
The first time we met with this group,
第一次我们和这一组人见面的时候
，there was about 50 young people.
大概那个时候大概有50个年轻人。
Probably the oldest was 25.
年纪最大的也不过25岁。
Many of them still had long hair.
那个时候他们还是这个留着长头发
，didn't wear shoes，
都连也不穿鞋。
Most of the ladies didn't wear bras。
哦，他们女士也穿的也不是很文雅。
So you get the picture。
所以你知道当时的情况了。
But there was one thing that stood out to myself and John。
对，那个时候，但是有一件事情让我和这样看得非常的清楚。
There was an unmistakable love for the Lord Jesus Christ.
这帮年轻人在他们里边对耶稣有一个非常非常清楚的一个爱心。
And a desire to live their lives wholly devoted to Him.
他们愿意活出一个生命，就是完全奉献给耶稣的。
Two of these brothers.
这个其中的两个的弟兄。
Who had both dropped out of high school?
都是从高中里边就没有毕业就出来了。
And followed the hippie lifestyle.
就是跟随当时的嬉皮运动。
Opened a used lumber yard.
他们就开了一个这个木材厂。
They needed a bookkeeper.
他们需要一个管账的。
So I quit my job in San Francisco.
我就从那个旧金山市我的工作就辞职。
Surrendered my polyester pantsuits and pumps.
我就放下了我那个非常好的那个工作服。
And went to work at a lumber yard.
就去这个木材厂工作去了。
Because of OSHA regulations, I had to wear steel-toed work boots.
但是因为政府对于安全的要求，我必须要穿那种带铁头的那种的鞋。
Between customers, well, actually, we had two goals at the lumber yard.
那我们在这个木材厂有两个目的。
One was to earn enough money to provide daily bread.
第一个就是赚点钱，我们可以养活自己。
And the second one was to share the love of the Lord Jesus with any and all that came through the door.
第二个就是和无论是谁到我们这里来，和他们分享耶稣的爱。
In between customers, we had impromptu Bible studies, prayer meetings, and shared life together.
那空闲的时候我们就有即时的这个读经祷告，我们就是彼此有这样的生活在一起。
I also learned how to drive a forklift.
我也学会怎么开那个分叉那种的 那种的车。
Something you don't learn at business school.
这个你在商学院学不到这种东西的。
So where'd we go from there? Where'd we go from there?
No.
One of the brothers, found a used book by Watchman Nee in a bookstore.
那当时其中的一个年轻人，他在一个图书馆一个书店里边找到一本尼托生的一本书。
It shared about the cross.
他就讲到了十字架。
The church and the importance of the Lord Jesus being your all in all.
也讲到教会，也讲到基督是充满万有者所充满的。
He contacted the book distributor.
那他就找到那个书印这本书的这个发行商。
Who was loosely affiliated with the Richmond, Virginia Fellowship.
他们这个发行商和在 Richmond 那边有聚会的他们那边的弟兄们有一点的联系。
The distributor was asked if he knew anybody that shared this sort of message in the West Coast.
那我们就问这个发行商在我们西岸这边有没有说这种聚会来讲这样的信息的。
And he got in contact with Floyd Police from Pointe Valley Fellowship in Los Angeles.
那个时候就在洛杉矶那边有个弟兄叫Floyd Police， 他跟这个弟兄跟他建立联系。
Floyd Police was a math teacher, and had a number of children of his own, but plus their friends were gloriously being saved out of the hippie movement.
这个 police 这个弟兄他是一个数学的数学教授，他几个孩子和一些很亲的这个家人都是从这个嬉皮运动里边被拯救出来得救的。
Floyd became a spiritual father to many.
那个时候这个弗洛伊弟兄他就成了我一个属灵的父亲。
Not only those from academia, but those who were from the hippie compounds.
那不仅是从这个学术界，就是从这些嬉皮的这个社区里边。
And he graciously began coming up to Concord to help this fledgling group.
而且他也很有恩典的，他来到我们康国这边，和我们这一帮人在和我们有分享。
We've gone through that was over 40 years ago.
这大概四十年以前的事情。
And one of the things that became very apparent at the beginning was, when we decided that we needed to get an official name, that the name had to contain two words, community and fellowship.
我们一开始决定要开始我们聚会的时候要起个名字，那我们想的时候是一定要包含两个字，一个字是社区，一个是一个聚，另外一个字是聚会。
Those were two things that the Lord had made very clear that were very important for a testimony for a group to go forward.
所以那个时候主就给我们这个非常一个清楚的一个带领，就让我们这么来往前走。
For many years we didn't own a building. Or we still don't own a building. We didn't even rent a building back then.
那个时候很多年我们连一个聚会所都没有。
We would either meet in somebody's house, or if the weather was good, we'd bring our folding lawn chairs and we'd sit in a park and have a fellowship time.
那个时候要么就在谁的家里边，要么就是天气好，带几把椅子就在外边就在那里聚会了。
The first, I remember, the first wedding in the fellowship.
我记得在我们那边聚会第一个婚礼。
There was a couple of hippies that were living together in a Chevy van.
那个时候有两个嬉皮，他们是在一个那个面包车里边生活。
They also, as part of their family, had several large dogs.
他们家里面有好几条很大的狗。
I have no doubt that there was peace signs and those sort of graffiti on the outside of this van.
我很确定在那个这个面包车的外边有很多的这个涂鸦和那种和平的那个记号在上面。
When they got saved, they came under conviction for living together.
那他们得救以后,
and wanted to get married.
他们觉得就要结婚。
The wedding was held in a local park.
这个婚礼就是在当地的一个小的公园里边。
And they had their dogs stand up with them as attendants.
婚礼的时候让狗也站起来和他们在一起。
This was before the leash laws.
这个在狗要一定要带那个链子的法律之前的时候。
And during the service, one of the attendants took off after another dog in the park.
这个婚礼的时候，其中一个站着狗就跑掉，追另外一条狗去了。
So when I say that people were rough around the edges at that when they got saved, that's I could tell stories all day about these kind of things.
所以呢，我说当时我们非常的不整齐，我可以讲很多的故事。
So what have I learned in 40 years? The fellowship has gone through many hardships.
我们40年我们学了是什么功课？ 我们这个聚会经历过很多的难处。
Many that were leaders at the beginning have turned away.
一开始他们是做带领的弟兄，后来他们都一个一个都离开了。
We've had people leave in heated disagreements.
有的人离开是因为他们有很强烈的这个争吵。
We've had those who have been addicted to substances.
有的甚至是也有毒瘾。
Divorces.
也有离婚的。
Suicides,
甚至有自杀的,
and many prodigals.
也有很多像浪子一样这样的。
I would like to tell you that those were things that only happened in the past.
我说这些都是在过去发生的事情。
But that's not true.
但是其实不是这样子。
What's the reason for those things?
那这些事情的原因是什么呢？
As our brother Ed shared this morning. Those who have chosen to live their lives for themselves, those kind of things are the result.
这原因就是像我们今天早上米勒弟兄他所分享的，他们要活出他们自己想要活出的生活来。
Those who have chosen not to die to themselves.
那些要选择不对他们自己死。
John and I have been married over 40 years.
那我们结婚40年了。
Why are we still married? It's not because we're great people.
我们所以还能是在一起，不是因为说我们怎么样。
It's because of the grace of God and His continually reminding us.
因为实在是神的恩典，他一直在提醒我们。
Of our need to die to ourselves.
我们需要向自己死。
And say yes to Him.
对他说是。
We've got 4 adult children.
我们有4个孩子都长大了。
11 grandchildren.
11个孙辈的。
And many, many times, Lord, we've failed.
很多时候我们失败。
To represent the Lord.
失败来代表我们的主。
But God's been faithful.
但是神是信实的。
So my encouragement to you.
所以我对大伙的这个鼓励的地方是。
We need to each ask the Lord each day to show us anything that needs to die.
我们要向主每一天求问说我们要在什么地方需要对自己死。
It's one thing to practically say, yes, 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 apply the cross. I need to die.
这个说我需要十字架，我需要对自己死，说是另外是一回事情。
But to ask him to put his finger on those things that need to die.
但是说让求主让他的手放在这些需要死的地死的这些事的上面。
We need to ask the Lord to burden us for revival.
我需要求我们的主对复兴要给我们有这样一个负担。
What's the definition of revival? Bring back to life.
复兴是什么意思？就是从死里面带出一个生命来。
We all interact with people daily, sometime in our own household, sometime our children, sometimes our spouses who are living in death.
很多时候我们在我们家里边，我们的很多亲戚朋友，他们都是活在一个死亡的情况里边。
So we need to pray individually and corporately for revival.
所以我们个人需要，集体也需要为了复兴来祷告。
When you look at the news, you see many of the same kind of unrest that we read about in the news in the 60s and 70s.
我们现在看今天的新闻的今年很多的不平安和。过去六十七十年代的很多不平安都是很类似的。
People are not happy with the government.
今天这个人们对政府不满意。
People are not happy with their role models.
今天对对我们的榜样不满意。
And many that attend church, probably some sitting here in this audience, are not happy with the way things are going in their church.
甚至就在我们当中，在座的对我们自己教会有很多事情可能也是不满意。
We're told in the book of Revelation that we're called to overcome.
但是在启示录里边，我们主对我们说要得胜。
No one was. He's looking at his notes to see if he can find it, but this is all improv, so you're not going to find it. Sorry. Don't leave overcome.
不要离开聚会，要在这种情况里边要得胜。
When we see things wrong in our marriages,
当我们在婚姻里边看到不对的地方的时候。
In our society, in our churches, we want to leave.
或者在社会里边，在我们教会里边看到这些事情，我们想离开。
But we have the opportunity to be those who would usher in another revival.
但是我们是这样的人，有这样的机会来带出另外一次的复兴。
All of us have work that the Lord wants to do in us.
神要在我们每一个人的身上来做工。
The question is, are you going to let him do that work in your life?
这个问题就是你要不要允许神在你身上来做工。
Am I going to let him do that work in my life?
我要不要让主在我的身上来做工。
So in 40 years, yes, there has been some progress, but my boast isn't in my progress.
过去40年我们是有一些的进展。
My boast is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我所要夸的就是在主耶稣基督里边。
That's all.
Other notes.
他虽然把这个笔记忘了，但讲的也不错。
I think I missed that song. Did we sing that song? Has else heard him, seen him, known him before We did sing that. Okay. I'm just going to read a couple lines from that.
我们刚才唱了一首诗，其中有两行我想再提出来。
Hast thou heard him, seen him, known him? Is that nine a captured heart? Chief among 10,000 own him. Joyful, choose the better part. Idols once they won me, charmed me. Lovely things of time and sense. Gilded thus the sin disarmed thee.Honey, lest thou turn thee thence. What has stripped the seeming beauty from the idols of the earth? Not a sense of right or duty, but the sight of pureness worth. Not the crushing of those idols with his bitter void and smart, but the beaming of his beauty, the unveiling of his heart. I'll talk in a few minutes why I wanted to read those lines and sing that song, the first four.
这个就是刚才我们唱你的灵起飞与他会过302首的头四节。
Okay, then verse 6 says,
然后第六节
'Tis a look that melted Peter, 'tis a face that Stephen saw, 'tis the heart that wept of Mary, can alone from idols draw.
第六节唯有彼得所见的眼泪斯蒂凡所仰望的容脸陪着玛利亚同哭的慈心会使我脱离地的吸引。
In my life, I've tried to give up idols a lot. With all my strength, I've tried to give up idols.
在我一生里边我花了很多力量在这个偶像的身上边。
And I failed.
所以我就有很多的失败。
My strength fails, my desire fails.
我自己的力量失败，我自己的渴慕也都失败。
But when the Lord reveals His heart to me, when I get to see Him through faith,
但是当通过信心，我看到主他把他的心意向我打开的时候
，the desire for idols falls away.
所有的一切偶像都离开了。
So part of what I'm going to share today is about how I've changed in the last 40 plus years and still hopefully changing.
我所要分享的就是过去40年我是怎么来改变，也希望以后我继续来有这样的改变。
I'm going to read there's a line from another hymn, and I won't go through it, but it's a welcome all you need, all you saints of old. And it says, beggars lame and harlots also here, repentant publicans are drawing near, wayward sons come home without a fear.God and man at table are set down. God and man at table are set down.
大概意思就是这些的这些罪人祈求的这些走迷失的这些人，他们可以来到神的桌子那里，可以与他一同来坐下来。
It's a song we sing frequently at the Lord's table meeting. It's a wonderful Lord's table song.
所以这首诗歌我们经常在擘饼的时候，我们经常唱。
So today I'm going to try to share about the testimony of personal life of Jesus.
我想分享就是我个人的一些见证在耶稣里边的。
Family life.
我家庭的一些的生活。
Fellowship life.
聚会的一些的生活。
And my hope for the future.
我对以后的盼望。
So I'll begin with His call choosing me.
然后我开始就是神对我的呼召。
1 Corinthians 1, 12 through 26, 1 Corinthians 1, 26 through 31.
哥林多前书第一章26到31节。
So you see the calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that which are mighty.And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. That no flesh could glory in His presence, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us the wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That is written, He who glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
这个是刚才读的就是《哥林多前书》第一章第26到31节。
So I'm among those who are not noble, mighty. I'm foolish, weak, base.
这个就像这边说的，我自己就是不是那种有智慧、有能力，我也不是那种尊贵的。
A very big sinner.
我是一个很大的一个罪人。
But by God's grace, marvelously saved and kept.
但是靠着神的恩典，他很奇妙地保守了我。
So today, not glory in myself, but I do glory in my Lord, our Lord.
所以我在里边我没有任何的荣耀可夸，我要夸的就是在主我们的主的里边夸口。
For those who have put their trust in Jesus as their personal Savior, we are told in Ephesians 2, we're all members of the household of God, regardless of our different cultures, backgrounds, education, etc.But all are wonderfully saved by the precious blood of Jesus.
就像以弗所书第二章里边所讲的，我们如果都是得救的话，我们不管是外邦人、希利尼人，还是犹太人，我们都是在主里边同得恩典的。
I was born in 1951 and raised in Oakland, California.
我是1951年出生，生长在奥克兰，加州奥克兰。
After high school, to avoid the military draft, not go to Vietnam, and the racial and social unrest in Oakland, I went to the college at DVC, the junior college out in Pleasant Hill.
当时为了避开去越南打仗，也为了避开这个奥克兰那边的动荡，我就去Pleasanton Hill那边去上学去了。
I then transferred to Cal State Hayward until I dropped out, or more accurately said, was suspended for poor grades and incomplete classes.
然后后来转到Hayward这个大学，那结果是因为我学习成绩非常不好，被学校开除了。
Some of you may remember a book that was very popular in 1970 by Hal Lindsey, The Late Great Planet Earth.
你们大概可能会记得1970年代有一本非常出名的书叫做这个地球的晚期。
It conveyed the thought that the Lord would return very soon, and many of us believed it would be before 1980.
那本书主要提到就是主耶稣很快就回来了，很多人都相信。 在1980年之前，他就会回来。
We lived our lives accordingly, with a big emphasis on evangelism, getting involved with the Jesus people, and witnessing was a top priority.
所以就是根据这一点，我们生活的重点就是来传福音和这些基督耶稣运动里的人和他们建立关系。
That also gave me an excuse for me not to apply myself as a student.
也同样，这个也因为这一点给我一个借口，就不用好好来上学。
Jesus is coming back, so why study?
反正这个耶稣马上回来了，干嘛还上学呢？
A very good excuse.
非常好的一个借口。I
was very undisciplined in most areas of my life anyway, and still the struggle with being disciplined.
我在生活里边一点这个管教都没有，一点没有约束。
Procrastination.
做什么事都拖拖拉拉的。
Including this talk today.
甚至今天的分享也是这个样子。
So far, my soul still wants to be the boss.
现在我的魂还是想要做这个老板。
So anyway, back to my childhood, most of my early memories are very negative.
回到我童年，我很多的记忆都是非常负面的。
I was an unplanned fifth child.
我父母生我的时候根本就没有打算要生我的。
Most of the parents of my peers were much older than my parents were.
我同龄人的他们的父母要比我的父母要年轻不少。I
grew up believing I was a mistake.
我成长的时候，我就觉得我是他们不想要我，我是一个错误。It
was inferred to me in various ways by my two older brothers who are exactly 3 years apart.
这样这个感觉就是更加的，这个就是因为我的两个哥哥，他们是都是一个比一个大三岁大，大了三年，他们给我一感觉就是这种感觉越来越深。
My two older brothers, I had three older brothers, one older sister, but the next two older brothers from me were 3 years apart, very good friends, and very athletic. I, on the other hand, was told I was dumb, stupid, and uncoordinated. I was a mistake.
然后我有三个哥哥，一个姐姐。我比我下一个哥哥，他比我大3岁。他经常是让我感觉我是非常的蠢，非常笨，这个身体也非常没有协调性。
And I believed it. Don't have to cry now. You can cry later.
现在不要哭啊。Okay,
so after I started first grade, my mother went back to work full time, and my grandmother who lived next door spoiled me rotten.
我上一年级的时候，我母亲去全时间工作，然后我祖母住在旁边，她就完全了在那个宠坏我。Our
family always went to a mainline denominational church, and I'm sure I still have my Sunday school attendance pin to this day.
那个时候我们一家都是在一个主流的一个教会去聚会，那个时候我们聚会都有一个标签，我现在还有的。
I don't remember ever not believing in Jesus, but had no personal knowledge of his love for me.
我有记忆以来，我就一直是信我的爱，我没有太大了解。
In high school, I was invited to the Young Life Club. If you aren't familiar with Young Life, it's an interdenominational Christian outreach that at that time sought to share the Lord primarily with high school students.
我在高中的时候就去参加这么一个年轻生命的一个俱乐部， 这种俱乐部就是好几个宗教团体在一起，他们要来和年轻人有一些的接触。
Since then it's expanded to more than high school. I don't remember having a specific born again experience, but I did come to know that Jesus loved me.
虽然那个时候我好像没有这个重生的一个经历，但是我有一个感觉，耶稣爱我。
He did not make a mistake.
他也不会犯错误。
When he made me.
当他造我的时候。
God cannot make mistakes.
神不会出错。
I remember thinking something like, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of me anymore.
所以那时候 我就想 我不再 在乎别人怎么来看我了。
It only matters what God thinks of me.
最重要的就是神怎么来看我。
It gave me so much freedom.
他给我很多的自由。
Born again.
我重生。
I don't hear that term, born again, too much anymore.
现在我这个重生这个词我现在不是听得很多了。
But back then, it was an extremely significant term and used very seriously.
但是那个年代这个词用的非常很严肃的，人们用很严肃的来用这个词。
It would always be a question we would ask when we were evangelizing.
而且这个问题我们传福音的时候我们也会经常问。
So, I hope everybody in this room is born again or will be born again if you're not already.
所以我希望我们在座每一位都是重生得救的，如果你还没有，我希望你能够重生得救。
It came, I'll get to more a little bit later, but it came to mean more to me than just having right knowledge about something, about Jesus, about God.
那这不仅仅是说对主耶稣有一点正确的认识。
So after high school, and Jackie got into this a little bit here, but sort of be a little bit redundancy, but.
刚才 Jackie 也提到这一点了。
After high school, while attending college in Pleasant Hill in Hayward State,I was involved with Young Life Leadership for a few years.
我大学出来以后，我在一个年轻人这个俱乐部这地方，我对和年轻人做一个有带领，有一些带领。
Young Life Leadership Training had a slogan, "Win the right to be heard."
那个时候我们有一个口号，就是要听他们的声音。
So I made a lot of new friends who did not know my past.
所以我就认识了一些新的朋友，他们不知道我过去的背景。
I began attending a different mainline denominational Protestant church, enjoying their college and career group.
我也开始参加一些其他的改革宗派的基督教，也去他们的大学的团契。
We spent time with the unsaved, established relationship with the goal of sharing the gospel.
我们也开始建立关系，目的就是来传福音。
I should mention, I was never an angel.
我要强调一点，我自己从来不是一个天使。
Although saved, serving in the church and being involved in evangelism, many areas of my life have not been surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
我在传福音的时候，我在我生命很多地方都是要向主来投降的。
Shamefully, I still did plenty of inappropriate activities and had an uncrucified thought life.
但是那个时候我的生命的里边很多的地方都是没有经过十字架对付，非常那种活出一次次的生命出来。
As Proverbs 8:36 tells us, he who sins against me wrongs his own soul.
就像那个箴言书里面所讲的，对智慧说，如果你不听从我的，就会你自己来伤你自己的灵魂。
By my choices, I continue to do further damage to my soul.
但是我自己在那边，我继续不断的来伤害自己的灵魂。
So while in college, I had a part-time job at the teen center in Pleasant Hill.
所以在大学我有一个半时工在那个俱乐部里边，我在和年轻人在一起。
So my young life training was put to use.
所以当时我受过训练就有了用武之地。
I sought to spend time with the kids and hung out in the teen center with hopes of being able to share the Lord Jesus with them.
我花时间跟这些年轻人在一起，希望能够有机会和他们来分享福音。
All right. So Jackie, in the interest of time, I won't read my notes here because she covered them already, but I used to eat regularly at Casper's, hot dogs, and McDonald's.
那个时候我们经常是在麦当劳或者是什么热狗的地方，我们一起吃饭。
Yeah, for my dinner break at the teen center, so that's why Randy invited me for dinner to his parents' house.
那个时候我们去 Randy 那个地方，去他们那边吃晚饭。
Plus, Randy did not like Jackie's then current boyfriend.
那个时候
so that was good.
那个时候 Randy Jackie 的弟弟不喜欢 Jackie 的当时那个男朋友。
Okay. So, so by now, though, I was a pretty emotionally challenged guy.
因为那时候我在感觉上情感上面我非常有难处。
I should be embarrassed. I'm a little bit am right now, but I've already at this time I had already asked two different girls to marry me.
我有点不好意思，但是那个时候我已经问过两个女孩子和我结婚。
The first one said no.
第一个说不结婚。
The second one said yes.
第二个就同意了。
I got cold feet after a week or two, and I broke it off.
但是一个星期以后，我就后悔，我就跟他就分手了。
Yeah, we'll get more into emotions later.
我们还有很多这情感上的问题。So
I think Jackie told you during this time the pastor church that we were attending. Yeah, go ahead. You can say that. I'll pick it up here in a second.
那个时候我们在那个聚会地方有一个牧师。
He knew a few other people in the area that, like me, had a burden to start a halfway house.
那个时候他也认识当地一些其他人，跟我有同样一个负担，就是开始一个帮助那些吸毒上瘾的这些人。
Halfway house is a means of Christian outreach to the down and out in the community. To lead them to Jesus, a place where those people with addiction problems, psychiatric problems, prisoners or others, to try to come back to live a normal life.
这个修养所的目的就是那些吸毒的那些有心理问题那些坐过监狱的，就是和他们来接触，希望他们能够转回转过来。
And of course, lead them to be disciples of Jesus.
当然，最后的目的就是让他们成为耶稣的使徒。So,
as Jackie mentioned, we visited this group in the fall of 1974.
所以那个时候是1974年。
As she already mentioned, the fellowship was made up of many ex-hippies, drug addicts, those involved in the free love movement of that era.
那时候我们聚会的人，这个是嬉皮，曾经的嬉皮是吸毒的，这个自由恋爱的这些人。
All wonderfully saved, but many like me never got their soul life or their self life under dealt with by the cross, the daily cross.
但是他们都是非常奇妙的得救，但是像我一样，他们魂的生命没有受到神十字架的对付。
Deciding to meet with these brothers and sisters,
那个时候我们决定和他们在一起聚会的时候,
make this my church home was one of the hardest decisions of my spiritual life.
和他们在一起聚会，让聚会成为我一个家，对我来说是非常一个难的决定。
I hate making big decisions.
我非常不喜欢做大的决定。
Procrastinator.
我是一个拖拖拉拉的人。
So the fellowship did operate a halfway house for about 18 months.
所以我们聚会在那里办这一个修养所大概一年半的时间。
I was overseer at 23, 24 years old.
那个时候我们就看过一些23、24岁的年轻人。
And way over my head.
就是远超过我所能做的。
But it was a great opportunity for growth and for fellowship to function together.
那是为了这个聚会能够在一起，我们彼此能够配搭，能够继续下去。
Bear one another's burdens and forgive one another as we made lots of mistakes.
我们需要彼此背对方彼此的重担，我们彼此原谅，因为我们做了很多的错的事情。
Like Jackie could go on for hours talking about issues of the early part of the fellowship. I got a lot of stories from the halfway house. One of them is that, well, maybe I got two here. Eddie, well, the day I proposed to Jackie,
那个时候我在修缘所那段时间，我们有很多的故事。我这边有两个，那其中一个就是那天我和向Jackie提出来要结婚的时候。
One of the people we were witnessing to on the street, living with us at halfway house, we had to take him to the emergency room.
那天和我们在一起，在修缘所里面有一个人，我们需要带他去紧急救护室。
Because Eddie had bit his toenails too short and caused an infection.
他这个人，他叫Eddie，他自己的这个剪脚指甲，他剪得太短，结果流血，结果感染了。Yeah,
that was a day of romantic proposal time for Jackie.
所以在这种情况下提出结婚是非常很浪漫。Then
there was Shorty, who's about 6'6" tall.
然后另外一个六尺六寸的一个高的，他的名字叫这么一个人。
I had my brother's 57 Chevy convertible that needed the turn signal repaired.
我那时候有一个67年的一个Chevy这么辆车，它需要修理一下。
So Shorty went out to fix it.
这个人他说他要帮我们来修。
3 hours later, all the wires underneath the dashboard were just hanging on the floor. In those days, there was no, it was all just a bunch of spaghetti wires.
那个时候车都是很多这个电线什么的，他3个小时以后那些前面电线都搭出来。
The car never ran again.
这个车就以后再也没有跑起来了。
But I sold my brother's car for $350.
我就把这辆车卖了350美金。
Okay. Anyway, there's lots of stories like that. Jack and I, we married in 1976.
我和Jackie是1976年我们结婚的。
I'm still very emotionally challenged.
那个时候我感情情感上面我还是有很多的难处。
But it doesn't bother me at all.
但是并不影响我。
Feel so sorry for my wife.
但是我是觉得很对不住我的妻子。
I have this phrase, you can't trust emotions anyway, so why bother with them?
反正他们有这么说，反正你不能相信你自己的情感，那你就不要再太伤心了。
As mentioned earlier, I previously went to a regular denominational church and believed in God, very foundational, to which I'm grateful.
我像我刚才说的，我去一个主流的教会里边得到一些救恩的这个基础，我是非常对这些事情我非常感恩。
It was a very nice, tidy experience.
那个经历是非常的，也很不错。
Fellowship life to me, though, since day one, seemed to be more messy.
但是那个时候一开始聚会，从第一天开始就非常的一个感觉就非常乱。
As ones from different backgrounds, with different personalities and spiritual gifts, and lots of unresolved issues.
因为那个时候我们有不一样的人，不一样的背景，有各种各样的问题都是没有被得到解决的。
Little or no training, all encouraged to function and to be involved.
没有任何的训练就被鼓励要来参与各样的服事。
It's more like a family life.
就好像一个家人在一起一样。
And I've often thought you can choose your friends, but not your family.
他们说你可以选择你的朋友，但是你不能选择你的家人。
And families have issues.
我们有很多家庭问题。
So the Lord has put me and maybe some of you in a group with some people you just don't like.
那神就把我放在一个组里边，你就是很就不喜欢这些人。
If we were in a world, most of us would not likely know each other, let alone associate with each other.
一般来说，在世界上来说，你都不会和这些人有什么接触，就更不要提跟他们有任何的交通了。
I remember at times I wished the Lord would remove someone from the fellowship.
我记得有时候我会向求神把某个人从这个聚会里边挪走。
Because I could see so many specks in their eyes.
因为我在他们的眼里边我看到很多的刺。
Even with a log my own eye, I could see specks very clearly.
但是虽然我自己里边我眼睛也不怎么样，但是我可以看到别人里边有很多的刺。
Yeah. The Lord is so full of grace.
神真是满了恩典。
You know, there was a long period in our married life, maybe about two or three years.
我们结婚大概两三年以后,
that Jackie and I did not look forward to going to church on Sunday morning.
我和Jackie就那个时候就不想主日去聚会。
You know, that Psalm 122, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
你知道有一首诗歌，就是我们要这个诗篇里面讲到说我们要来到神的这个殿里面。
I was not glad.
我那个时候没有这个欢喜来会来到神的殿里面。
So I struggled but kept on going.
我有很多挣扎，但是我还是继续去聚会。
Frequently just purely out of obedience to him.
就是完全是出于对他的一个顺服。
And an example as an older brother.
也是看到一些年长弟兄的榜样。
But I had no heart for it.
但是我里边没有这样的，根本就没有心思来追求。
So, what have I learned these last 4+ decades?
那我过去40年我学到的是什么东西呢？
Why am I still desirous to be a disciple of Jesus, stay married, be committed to the same church assembly?
我为什么还是要做耶稣的使徒？为什么还是在婚姻里边？为什么还是在同样的聚会里边？
So, I'm going to say the word I've learned. And some of it's true, but I'm still being taught. I have learned that I'm quite capable of the worst sin, crime imaginable. Lance Lambert, many years ago at one of the conferences, said, any of us are capable of doing any of the worst heinous crimes you could think of, like Adolf Hitler.
有一次兰培德弟兄他特会里面讲到说，每一个人，任何一个人都可以有能力做一个非常邪恶的人，像希特勒一样。
I did not believe it.
我当时不相信。
I believe it now.
但是我现在我相信了。
The flesh grows more corrupt.
这个肉体越来越的越败坏。
I've learned to fear what I would do if I don't seek to abide in Him to be His disciple.
我发现如果说我不住在他里边做他的使徒的话，我前途非常可怕。
I fear what I would do if I don't walk with Jesus.
我就非常的我就很恐惧如果我不再和主同行。
I can't help but see specks in people's eyes, but how to respond to them is an issue.
我没有办法看不能看的看不到别人眼中的刺，但是我挣扎是怎么和别人来沟通这些的事情。
I remember when the Lord made this passage alive to me in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10.
我记得有一次神就是把这节圣经对我讲得非常清楚，哥林多后书第12章9到第10节。
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I'd rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.Therefore, I'm not here yet. This is not my total experience. But therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distressions for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
这个是哥林多后书第12章第9到第10节。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督能力抚庇我，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
I've learned indeed, I've been taught, and I've learned that His grace is sufficient for me for every situation.
我是学到，无论在什么情况下，他的力量是够我用的。
So now instead of wanting to see people removed from my sight,
那现在我相比以前，我不再求神把某些人从我聚会当中挪走。
Learning to receive God's grace, to love and wash feet with a sincere heart.
但是就是求神给我对这样的弟兄有爱心来洗他们的来服侍他们。
Still learning, just in the last few days, I had to apologize and ask for forgiveness for correcting somebody with a condescending spirit.
就在前几天的时间，我还是同样学到同样的功课，看到某个人里边眼里面有刺，我对他提出这是非常用一个来审判的一个态度来对他讲，我求他的赦免。
Thankfully, forgiveness was granted.
感谢主，他这个人原谅了我。
I'm learning to pray about a situation or person to see clearly, to see if God wants me to mention anything to this person or the situation.
所以现在就是每次我看到一些事情，我会求神让我是有没有这个负担，让我去跟这个人来讲这些这个事情。
James 1:19 says, So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
在雅各书第一章第十九节那边讲，亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Have I arrived? Succeeded always praying before action? Have I been swift to hear, slow to speak?
那我现在有没有成功的说在说之前我先祷告，我有没有成功的慢慢的说慢慢的动怒
No
没有。
But in this school of Christ called the Christian life, I am desiring to make decisions that are pleasing to Him.
但是在基督的学坊里边，我有一个渴慕，就是让这些在一个对的方法我来做这些事情。
There are many scriptures exhorting Christians to make decisionsTo please Him, not ourselves.
有很多的经文鼓励基督徒为着他的缘故来做正确的事情。
Not my rights, not what is even fair, not even what is lawful.
不是说我的权利或者什么是公平的或者什么是合理的。
If Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 6 and again in 1 Corinthians 10, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything.
这个是哥林多前书第六章第12节，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处，凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
And again, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify.
然后在哥林多前书第十章第23节那里说，凡事都可行，但不都有益处，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
As already mentioned, I'm a work in progress.
像我刚才说的，我还是一个在一个进展的过程当中。
But now, by the faith that He's given me,
但是根据他所给我的恩典
，by the faith He's given, took me a while to realize that it wasn't my faith that saves me, but it's His faith that saves me.
也让我现在才明白，不是说我自己有什么信心，是他赐给我的信心。
The faith, Ephesians 2 says, the faith is a gift from God.
像以弗所书那边说，这个信心也是神的恩赐。
Galatians 2 talks about the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ saves me.
加拉太第二章那里也说是耶稣基督的信心拯救我。
So, but now by the faith He's given me, I choose to believe there's only one life to live.
跟靠着他给我的信心，我相信我只有一种生活可以来活出来。
The Christ life
是基督的生命。
In every aspect issue of my life，
在我生活里边任何一个方面。
Philippians chapter 1 tells us to live as Christ。
像腓立比书那边第一章那天说，我活着就是基督。
Colossians 3 tells us Christ is our life。
哥罗西书那边第三章那里说，耶稣是我的生命。
So with this in mind, I'm going to try to offer a summary of some of the other things I'm learning along the way.
我也在想提到一些所学到其他的功课。
I suppose, and I had a hard time calculating what have I learned the last 40 plus years.
有的时候我在算我到底学到过去40年我学到什么东西，有点困难。
I kind of came up with a blank.
好像我什么都想不出来。
I still have some of the same issues I had 40 years ago.
我现在一些问题我40年以前就有。
But I think probably the biggest thing in my life, the biggest change in my life, well absolutely, it has to be the biggest change in my life, I'm getting to know Jesus.
我想我生命里面最大的一个改变就是我越来越认识基督。
Yeah, getting to know him, not just his doctrine, not just his teaching, not just the miracles that he did, not just knowing about him, but getting to know him.
不仅仅是说一些对关乎他的一些的知识，他一些教导，他的一些的神迹，实在是认识他自己。
You know, I've been reading the Bible like many of you for decades.
像在座很多人我读圣经我读了几十年了。
But my Lord showed me this verse in John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40.
但是我们读到约翰福音第五章39到40节那里。
Where Jesus said, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
第39节你们查考圣经因你们以为内中有永生。
And these that testify of me,
给我做见证的就是这经。
But you're not willing to come to me that you might have life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yeah, come to him, we might have life.
来到他面前得生命。
So there's a difference between believing something and knowing something.
这个就是知道一些什么事情和得到一些这样事情。
As I said earlier, I don't ever remember time not believing in Jesus.
像我刚才说的，我从来没有一个什么时候我不相信不相信基督的耶稣的。
But I didn't know him. I did not know the power he had to give me.
但是我不认识他，我也不认识他所赐给我的能力。
Jesus had temptations, sorrows, disappointments.
基督他自己也有这个失望，也有伤心的时候。
So do I, so do you.
我们也有, 你们也是。
Jesus had to completely depend on his Father.
耶稣他自己要完全的依靠他的父神。
Why or how could I think I would need to depend on God any less than Jesus?
那为什么我就比起基督来，我就会能够靠神少一点呢？
How silly and prideful.
非常愚昧，非常的这个骄傲的一种想法。
Yeah, pride. How's
就人的一些的骄傲。
So, the more I get to know Jesus, the more I trust him.
我认识 耶稣越多，我越来越相信他，依靠他。
Not just again in the right doctrine, but in my heart.
不仅是在一些正确的教导上面，而真是在我的心里边。
To learn a little bit what it is to be yoked up with him.
更学更多一点就是和他同父一轭。
To learn his rest.
学习他的安息。
And sometimes I just get really excited like a little kid just knowing my sins are forgiven.
有的时候我知道我罪得赦免以后，我高兴的就像一个小孩子一样。
Yeah, I love that.
我非常喜欢我的罪得赦免。
So getting to know him and the heart replacement he has given me is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
我知道像有首诗歌说的，提到说我心里边的有这种改变是他给我的最好的一个东西。
I can never imagine what he could do with a new heart.
我从来想象不到他会用着我一个新的心会做什么样的事情。
That I could care about his kingdom and righteousness and what's best for his people.
我会为他的国、他的义和为他的民来着想。
Oh, as much as my new heart loves Jesus and wants to please him always.
我认识他，耶稣的心，我就是一直也愿意一直来讨他的喜悦。
I must confess, along with the hymn writer,
我必须像那个写诗的那人说同样的一样的话,
that I frequently pray this, prone to wander, Lord.
我也经常这样祷告, 我深知道我的心会改变。
Prone to leave the God I love.
常离开主行自己的路。
Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy courts above.
今将身心完全奉献，从今以后永属主。
As Jackie's mentioned, without God's grace and mercy, we would have been divorced a long time ago.
像刚才Jackie讲的，如果不是神的恩典和怜悯的话，我们早就离婚了。
But only because of Him and His great mercy and grace of God.
那是因为神他自己，他的恩典。
Not only are we not divorced, we're happily married.
不仅我们没有离婚，我们现在还是非常喜乐的在一起。
Still have issues, still have disagreements, still have different points of view.
我们还是有一些的不同样的想法，一些的纷争。
Still have to ask for forgiveness continually.
还是一直要希望对对方来赦免自己的罪。
But we dare not hold a grudge against one another because of what the blood of Jesus has done for us individually.
但是我们不敢就是对彼此有任何的这个怀恨在心，因为神他在我们身上所做的工作。
As a parent, the lessons the Lord is he's a very good teacher. I'm just a bad student.
我想我们的主是一个非常好的老师，但是我自己非常不好的学生。
The lessons he's been trying to teach me have been numerous, and I can't go into very many of them.
神教给我很多的功课，我没有时间一个一个提到了。
I remember, there was a time in our married life when we actually had four teenagers living at home at the same time.
我们曾经有一段时间，我们四个孩子都是在十几岁那段的时候，我们都是在同一个地方住在一起。
And actually, that was the At that time, it was a short window, but at that time, all four were going on with the Lord.
那个时候在同样的时候，他们都是在那边来跟随神的。
That was a miracle.
那是神的恩典。
But, preceding that time, one of our teenagers was very wayward.
但是那段时间以后，我们其中的一个孩子他就走偏了。
And I had a very hard heart towards him.
那时我对他的心也是非常的刚硬。
And I was justified in having a hard heart because he couldn't hurt me or hurt my wife anymore.
我刚硬的心找借口是因为这样的话我的心姊妹的心就不会受到伤害。
I thought I was justified, but the Lord had to show me I wasn't.
但是神让我看到并不是这个样子。
The Lord was saying to me in different ways, John, you don't love your son the way I love you.
神就跟我讲，我这样的爱你，但是你却不是同样的来爱你自己的孩子。
I argued with him about this. I said, yes, I do. I'm just protecting myself, my family.
但是我又和神来有一些的争吵，说我是这个样子，但是我是为了保护自己，保护我们的家人。
Finally, the Lord broke my heart.
但是最后神就是破碎我这个刚硬的心。
He made my heart soft again.
他让我有一颗柔软的心。
I repented.
我就悔改。
I was willing to be made vulnerable again to be of getting hurt.
我愿意被有一个肉心能够被别人来伤害那种的肉心。
Isn't what that Jesus has done with me?
这不是难道不是耶稣在我身上所做的事情吗？
He forgives me totally. How could I not forgive totally?
神完全的赦免我，那我为什么不能够完全的赦免别人？
He's willing still to have a relationship with me. How can I not be willing to have a relationship with this child?
他还是愿意和我有这样一个关系，那为什么我不能够和我的孩子保持这同样的关系？
Another time when one of our children was away at college,
另外一个时候我的孩子在上大学的时候，
I denied giving them something that could have really been a blessing to them while they were in college.
我可以给他们一个对他们很有祝福的东西。
I deemed this blessing unnecessary.
但是我却认为那样东西，那个祝福却没有必要。
God disagreed with me again.
那神又和我有不同样的意见了。
After a short while, I gave in to God.
但是很快我就在神面前降服下来。
I realize I've never once won an argument with God.
我就发现我对神和神争吵的时候，没有一次我能赢过他。
He always wins every argument.
每次神都赢过。
So I give in a lot quicker than I used to.
所以现在我越来越快的来和神这个在他面前来降服。
In spite of my failings as a parent,
虽然我作为一个父母，我有很多的失败的地方。
Again, by His mercy, grace, all four of our children are walking with the Lord today.
但是真是靠神的恩典和怜悯，我四个孩子今天他们都是跟随神的。
We pray. We don't take this for granted.
但是我们不把这件事是当作任何理所当然的事情。
And we never stop praying for them and their spouses by name every day.
我们也是每天都不断地为他们和他们的配偶来祷告。
Amen. We pray for them and their spouses by name every day and our grandchildren, their children continually.
我们为他们按着名字来，为着他们、他们的配偶、他们的孩子们，每天都来祷告。
God is full of grace and mercy.
神真是满了恩典和怜悯。
So what about my future? What about the future?
那将来会怎么样呢？
So today, I pray that all my remaining, well, like Paul here, we'll get to Philippians 3 in a minute, but I pray that all my remaining days on earth, I would desire to press on for what God has apprehended me for.
所以我的祷告就是我在世上剩下的日子就是追求竭力追求神所以要得着我的。
I desire to press on even though I'm still a hypocrite at times.
我竭力追求虽然我很多时候我还是一个假冒为善的人。
Philippians 3:10-14 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not that I've already attained or have already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to that which things are ahead. I press toward the goal with the upward prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第三章第十到第十四节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力前面的，向着标杆直跑，要得着神在基督耶稣里向从上面召我来得的奖赏。
wanting to press towards the goal, wanting to forget those things behind.
就是忘记背后，努力前面的。
So, Jackie and I would appreciate your prayers.
所以我和Jackie 都对你们对为我们祷告，我们非常感恩。
Encouragement.
对你们对我们的鼓励
reminders
你们对我们的提醒
exhortations
你们一些的激励
if you see us faltering yeah, exhortations if you see us faltering
如果当我们这个软弱的时候你们对我们有激励
so all of us together can go forward in him glorifying him
所以我们可以一起在他里边往前行走来荣耀他的名
Amen.